we wanted a political shift in the attitudes of national trade unions and therefore the TUC, and to the extent that it then meant so much in terms of the Labour Party policy. Now, that shift was, if you like, away from an attitude of constructive engagement, was the phrase, between Britain and British trade unionists as part of that, and South Africa. Away from the idea of engaging constructively to promote the amelioration of the worst effects of apartheid or slow change, towards the anti-apartheid movement's approach, which, based on what we were being told by South Africans, was to isolate South Africa, to say that there's no point trying to ameliorate the worst effects, you will be doing that for centuries. In that time, a lot of people will have their human rights denied and be killed by that system. And we can't wait for that approach to have any effect, even if it was eventually going to have the effect desired, which we doubted. Well, which we didn't think it would. So we wanted to effect a shift from constructive engagement to isolation. And the anti-apartheid movement's general view was that to isolate South Africa was the best way to bring the suffering of the people there to an end and to ensure that the armed struggle need not last any longer. And to that extent, peace would come more quick. Peace and justice would both come, and non-racial South Africa would come more quickly. So we wanted a policy shift as a means to that end, but also in its own right. We also wanted the involvement of trade union members and their organisations nationally in campaigns, for instance, for the release of political prisoners, the consumer boycott, the cultural boycott, under which we argued that British entertainers and television personalities and so on shouldn't go to South Africa, shouldn't sell, have their TV series shown in South Africa and all that. So those things as an end in themselves, but also because those things contributed towards an understanding about South Africa that we believed, I think rightly, would end up with people involved saying, yes, we should isolate South Africa, rather than try and engage in it.